If action by the Joint Finance Committee gets final approval, anti-smoking programs would lose $5 million. Speaking at the annual conference for Wisconsin Tobacco Control, Governor Doyle called the decision short-sighted.
There is the song about don't stop thinking about tomorrow. I think that the new theme of what we are seeing in some of the decisions at the Joint Finance Committee is let's stop thinking about tomorrow.
Doyle says the state spends $422 million every year in medical costs related to smoking, and that preventing teens from lining up is a good future investment. Republicans say the one-third cut to anti-smoking programs is a compromise. Other legislators wanted to cut more or junk the program altogether. Doyle says he won't let that happen, but he won't go along with a proposal by anti-smoking interests to raise the cigarette tax.
I think it puts the state in a very untenable position in which we apparently want people to smoke and become reliant on that money.
Wisconsin's cigarette tax is currently 77 cents a pack. There's a proposal to raise it to $1.62, which would be the highest in the nation. Supporters say it would raise $300 million and prevent 60,000 teens from smoking. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.